And there you have it. Yes. Thank you, Brian, and Crash Course for the Ravers. This is Vin Magazzini. It's now 4:02, and welcome to Acoustic Sailing. I'm here for the next 60 minutes, and I'll play anything that you want to hear, 855-915-9636. I have rapper Jezzy calling in real soon, and I hope you stick around. If you want to ask a question, please call the number, 855-915-9636, and we will connect you. So this is WMFO in Medford, and right now I have a PSA lined up, and then the show shall begin. So remember, this is WMFO in Medford.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, "That's rad." It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here on WMFO in Medford, and like I said before, we have all kinds of great stuff lined up, and I really hope you can call in and have a little chat with us, and we will play the songs that you want to hear. And we're going to start off right now. This is going out to Chuck U. Chuck U, I hope you enjoy it. It's a song about a guy named Chuck E. And maybe you never heard this version. Maybe you have. Who knows? But it's a good recording of a great song. This is WMFO Medford.
Help you with me down at the middle no more. How come you turn off the TV and the sign on the door? Well, we call and we call. How come we say what can make our boy head this way? So he's learned all of the lines now. And every time he don't stutter when he talks. It's true, it's true. It's odd in the quiet, cool and inspires for the jazz when he walks. Wears his jacket and his old blue jeans. This ain't healthy, this is so kind of clean. And I think Chuck. Chuck is in love, and I don't believe what you say to me. This is something I have to see. Is it here? I look in the pool hall. Is it here? I looked in the drugstore. Is it here? No, you don't come here no more. Tell you what, I saw him. He was sitting behind us when we were at the Pantages. And whatever it is that he's got up his sleeve, I hope it wasn't contagious. What's her name? Is this her there? Oh Christ, he's even combed his hair. Is that her? What's her name? Oh, that's not her, and I know what's wrong, 'cause
shirt at the water's edge. The moon is low tonight. Night swimming serves a quiet night. I'm not sure all these people understand. It's not like years ago. The fear of getting caught, recklessness and water. They cannot see me naked. Those things, they go away. Replaced by every day, night swimming, remembering that night. September is coming soon. I'm pining for the moon. And what if there were two, side by side in orbit, around the fairest sun, and bright tide forever drawn. Could not describe night swimming. You, I thought I knew you. You, I cannot judge. You, I thought you knew me. This one laughing quietly underneath my breath. Night swimming.
Gin, me and room service, honey. Me and room service, babe. Me and room service, well, we're living a life of sin. When I ain't drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I ain't sleeping, honey. When I ain't sleeping, mama. When I ain't sleeping, well, you know. Find me crying. Got a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are run the game. Living is a gamble, baby, loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, wherever I throw those dice, wherever I have played, the blues have run the game. Maybe when I'm older, baby, someplace down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama. Wake up older and I'll just stop all my trying. Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I've gone, the blues are all the same.
Fading off in the background is A Good Day. That's Jezzy. And right now, guess who I have on the line? It's Jezzy. Jezzy, you are on WMFO.
Hey, thanks for having me, Vin. I appreciate you.
You got it. Hey, A Good Day. When did that come out?
So that came out the same time I dropped my Second Chance EP. I think I was back on about the 25th of September of 2020.
So about a year ago, you put out a Good Day, Jezzy. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Very nice.
Thank you.
For listeners out there in the Medford / Boston area or worldwide, this is WMFO.org, 91.5 FM if you're in the Massachusetts, Boston area. I have Jesse on the phone with me. He's calling in from Ontario, Canada. Say hello to Massachusetts, Jesse.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Jesse. Clean rapper, and you know I'm doing something totally different, so this is something I'm definitely trying to make sure y'all are aware of over there.
With the song like Good Day that the listeners just heard, do you make up the music along with obviously I'm sure you do all the lyrics, is that correct?
Yes, I write all the lyrics, and then I have different types of beat makers all over the world. People just DM me and I see what's good, and then we will come up with a deal and the exchange and the contract, and then I just start writing. I start writing, and then I create it, and then I record it. Then I put it out there.
So Jesse, you kind of share the credit with the beat makers, basically. Like they get the music, you get the lyrics, or how does it work in terms of whose song is it?
Yeah. No, it's my song. So they created like the beat, the melody and all that.
Uh-huh.
And then I took it, I bought it, and then I created all the everything else behind it.
Okay.
I did everything. I pretty much just pay them a lump sum payment up front, and then I get the beat. And then it's mine to do whatever I do with it.
Okay, so it's kind of like a rock musician getting like a tuba player or like a French horn player for their song. You pay them, they're gone, and they take the music from there, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Hey, tell us about your music, like your influences. Tell us about what inspires you, what turns you on.
Well, in terms of music, I mean, I grew up on a lot of Southern rap music, so a lot of the stuff in Atlanta, Houston, all that stuff. So there was like B.O.B. I was a big fan of, Gucci Mane, Little John, T.I., there's Mike Jones, Paul Wall, Slim Thug. So there's a little bit of everything, and what they all had in common was they all had really cool beats. Really cool beats, and then where I'm from, where I'd be playing their music in my cars, like I'd be bumping it loud, and like people beside me in other cars would look at me like, "Whoa, what's that?" and kind of turn up the close their windows and be like, "Whoa, what's up with this guy?" But I seen some people kind of rocking, but once they heard the lyrics, they're kind of just like turned off from it. So I always thought in my head, if I could always get a beat where people could universally be able to rock their head, and then I just speak lyrics on them that everyone can understand and they're positive, then it could materialize into something that could be pretty big, because I still feel like people who didn't like that music, it was pretty much all turned off because of lyrics and stuff like that. So I really think if I change that perception, then I could really convert a lot of people who don't even like rap music into fans of mine.
Yeah, no, you pull it off. I like the stuff about Tom Brady on that last song you did. And
oh, yeah, of course. Thank you.
Yeah, everyone from Massachusetts, we still love Tom Brady, even though he doesn't play in Massachusetts anymore.
Oh, of course. He's a goat, so I get that.
You said it, yeah. Hey, did you grow up in Ontario?
I did.
And how'd you know about, or how'd you get into the whole like Atlanta scene and like the rap music down there? Just on the internet or just through music?
Yeah, like I used to get, you know, like everyone else, go to like a store. What did we have back then? Like, was it H&M or something? I forget those stores with the CDs and everything like that. And I'd go in there and I'd just look for some good rap CDs. And then I'd just always go over to Little John in that area of the CDs. And I bought them and I just gravitated towards it instantly because the sound was just totally different. I loved the way it sounded. So I was always attracted and drawn to that type of music, specifically for the beat.
Do you call it hip hop, or you call it rap? Do you call it something else, or you just call it, you know, rap? Does that cover it, or does hip hop cover it? Or what do you call it?
Yeah, honestly, I don't even call it hip-hop or rap. I call it clean rap, just because it's completely different and there's no explicit content in it whatsoever. And yeah, I definitely feel like it's in its own lane. Like, I'm not really trying to compete with other rappers or anything like that.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to make music.
You mentioned Little John. Who else do you like? I know there might be a little bit of competition, but you know, what's your opinion on some of the other people that the listeners might know? Who do you like? Who do you like out there?
Let's see. I like Big Sean. I'm a pretty big fan of him. I'll still listen to Gucci Mane. Not as much as new stuff, more so as old stuff. What else is out there? Listen, a little bit of Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole.
One person I really enjoy listening to, and he's more kind of soul dance and or just pop, is Leon Bridges. Are you a fan of his?
Oh, Leon Bridges?
Yeah.
I don't listen to his music per se, but obviously I know the man's talented for sure, and I can appreciate art, of course.
Some great stuff. Hey, just for fun, do you want to try rapping on the spot? I got a beat for you, and I can play it right now in the background. It's up to you. I was thinking a challenge. Like, could you rhyme Ontario and acoustic ceiling and maybe Tufts, as in Tufts University? What do you think? Do you want to go for it? I got this rap lined up. Check this rap out. I mean, not rap, is beat.
Oh my god, I still want to check it out for sure.
Okay,
just, my kids,
here we go. There you go. Here, it's starting up in the background. It's up to you, no pressure, but if you want to rap or do a little something with this, I think you'll get a lot of fans if you do. Go for it, Jesse?
My kid's sleeping, so I don't want to get too loud. And like, in order for me to do this, I gotta kind of get loud, so I don't want to wake him up. That's the only thing. So I'm kind of backing out of it.
Who's sleeping?
My son.
Oh, your son's sleeping. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to be as quiet as I can.
Yeah, no problem. Just in case you're wondering, this is V2 Schneider by David Bowie in the background. It's called V2 Schneider, and it's from David Bowie's Heroes album. It's Heroes in Quotes. And I have a neat little beat going on there, I think. And I was listening to this, and I was like, hey, maybe Jesse would like to sing to this one.
That's awesome.
Hey, where can people find your music? Where can people check you out? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, so you can find me on IG for the most part, or any other of my socials at Jesse Music. Jesse spelled J-E-Z for my Americans down there, because we pronounce Z's with Z's, so Z-Y, music. And then I also have a website, www.jessemusic.com. And you can check me out, and Spotify, any kind of streaming platforms, wherever is best suited for you guys.
Okay, I want to line this up correctly. We talked about it earlier. Is it My Town Jesse X Francesco Antonio?
Yes. So
is that like your real name, or?
No. Francesco Antonio is the guy who's on the track as well. He's
Okay, cool.
Yeah. He's the guy. But My Town is my newest single, yes.
Nice. Very nice. Hey, what else you want to tell us? Because it's been a real treat to have you on my show, and feel free to call in some other time. Tell the world about Acoustic Ceiling. You're archived for the next 2 weeks on WMFO.org. You just click on schedule. You click on 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, Acoustic Ceiling, and everyone in the world can listen to this interview.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much again for having me. And what else I wanted to let you know was I will be releasing songs every 2 months. I'm not dropping any EPs or any albums like that. I'm literally just dropping singles every 2 months, because people binge watch, binge watch movies and stuff, and they do the same thing with music. So I'm going to stretch my content out, make people enjoy a song for 2 months, really take it in. want more, come back 2 months later, drop another song. So I got another song coming out in January called That Dude. Look out for that, and it's going to be better than the one that you're going to end up hearing shortly in my town.
Excellent. Hey, are you going to be touring the Boston area in the near future?
I'm sure I will.
Okay. Hey, make sure you keep in touch. I'm sure a lot of listeners would love to know what you're doing and check you out, okay?
Awesome. Will do. Thank you so much.
Hey, do me a favor. Say, folks, you're listening to Vin on Acoustic Ceiling on WMFO. Go ahead.
Say that again, sorry?
If you don't mind giving me a shout-out, say, hey, everybody, you're listening to Vin on WMFO Medford.
Hey, you're listening to Vin on WFFO Medford.
MFO.
MFO. Oh, my goodness.
No problem. Hey, Jezzy, thank you for calling. I'm going to put on your My Town song right now. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
I'm so sorry, man. Have a great day. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Take it easy. Bye-bye, Jezzy.
Take care, man.
Riding around my town. Ha. Jezzy. Espresso. Hey. Riding around my town. Riding around my town. Every day you know that I be riding around my town. Looking fly, passing by. Riding around my town. Windows down, music blasting. Riding around my town. We more than Gooey Gucci. Riding around my town. Every day you know that I be riding around my town. Looking fly, passing by. Riding around my town. Windows down, music blasting. Riding around my town. We more than Gooey Gucci. Jazzy the boss, I move like I'm Bowser. Got them all shook, they jump at their trousers. That's what you get when you got the power. They want the money without the hours. If I be working too hard to get sour, talking too much to get charged by the hour. I'm at the top of the peak of the tower, showing me love with chocolates and flowers. Riding around in the Camry, Toyota, I made him a fan of me. I do what I do for my family. Hard working dad, that'll make him mad. A comfortable life, I want it real bad. Giving my son what I never had while keeping it humble. You heard my verbiage, I cannot mumble. Jezzy got talent with the hustle. You love to talk, I got you a muzzle. This ain't no drip, it's more like a puddle. I'm about to take off just like a shuttle. If the bitch throws on the plate, that's a double. Empty the bases, I got you in trouble. I love it when I burst your bubble. Defeated, I see it, and that's why you struggle. Come around like a huddle. Ring leader, that's Jezzy, you dig. They wanna come see where I live. Whatever it is, what it is. Hey, shout out my city, that's Barry. Stay on my back, watch you carry. Canadian like Jim Carrey. I killed the beat, dig 6 feet buried. Yeah. Riding round my town. Every day you know that I be riding round my town. Looking fly, passing by. Riding round my town. Windows down, music blasting. Riding round my town. We more than Gooey Gucci. Riding round my town. Every day you know that I be riding round my town. Looking fly, passing by. Riding round my town. Windows down, music blasting. Riding round my town. We more than Gooey Gucci.
You see me riding in the bridge, they wanna do a versus. They jealous that I've been a hustler. Yeah, I'm pushing 200 on the dash, and you know that I'm never looking. Always going straight, even though my entire business cooking. Espresso, baby, I'm a crazy baby, only wanna win. Never see me lazy, maybe sometimes faded like a old picture. Maybe hella twisted off a whole picture. Hood is JD, kill them all, you know competition. Don't you waste your time, espresso winning. Yeah, like every time I do it for the bridge, I do it for the nine. I do it for the six, yeah, I do it for my slime. Do it for the OGs that had my back, put me on the line. Can you do it big? Cause when I do, they acting stupid, man. Please do it yet for yourself and stop with all the hate. Little hooligans, my success should move you, friend. Don't you understand? It's how you do it, man.
It's how you do
espresso.
Jezzy right there with My Town. Hope you enjoyed that. Thank you very much, Jezzy, for calling me. I hope to talk to you in the very near future. Some of the tracks you heard on today's Acoustic Ceiling have been Simon & Garfunkel. We heard Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. And, of course, we heard Jezzy with A Good Day. And we started the show off with Ricky Lee Jones, Chuck E's In Love. And at the end of the program, I'll do a rundown of all the songs that you want that you've heard and want to hear. And here's a song right now from an outtake from Sandinista by The Clash. It's Every Little Bit Hurts on WMFO Medford.
given me. I can't go on, giving my life away.
Stay with me, you'll see I can give you all the things that you wanted me for. If you stay with me,
you're coming on home. I'll be good like I know I should. You're coming home, you're coming home. Every day tears come down from my eyes. Every night I do nothing but cry. It won't be long, yeah, yeah, yeah. It won't be long, yeah, yeah, yeah. It won't be long, yeah. So alone, but now you're coming on home. I'll be good like I know I should. You're coming home, you're coming home. Every day, tears come down from my eyes. Every night, I do nothing but cry. It won't be long, yeah, yeah, yeah. It won't be long.
Hopelessly strange. But he'd been Henny Youngman for so long, he'd become hip. Henny Youngman was 91 when he died in 1998. I spoke with him when he was 85. I started with the question that you have to ask Henny Youngman. How did he come up with his most famous one-liner? Take my wife, please.
I was on the Kate Smith Show at the time, and my wife came in a half hour before the show. Henny, I need 8 tickets for the show. Luckily, the ushers saved some tickets for me every week. I used to give them $2. That's all I had left. So I got the tickets for Sadie, and I said, take my wife, please. Like, get her out of here. I want her in the audience. And that's stuck all these years.
Burned himself out automatically towards your house. I can- could kiss your tree now if you said your branches would bend. Hoot, hoot, calling whistle blow. Every sound I make is mine, but you have to leave the time out for the funnel of dreams. Marking your own time together, when I could kiss your one or two of them. Bend like that and snap. I said worm away each evening with your jewels and your finks and all your friends. Do you think that it counts? Of course, my dear, everything counts, but everything must be aborted eventually. And then you were left with the stones. You've got to find your way around me. Oh, little priestess, are you ready for Mr. Tongs and his friend? Leslie, I can't believe your grasp of the bicycle.
I'll have a warm bath, I'll have a bottle of wine, I'll put myself to bed and I'll feel just fine. But don't talk to me about Gene Hackman. He's got an evil grin. He's got curly hair. And every time he smiles, it means trouble somewhere. So don't talk to me about Gene Hackman. He's in every film, sometimes wearing a towel. And if it isn't him, you get Andy McDowell. So don't talk to me about Gene Hackman. Don't talk to me at all. Don't say hello. You could be Gene himself, for all I know. In Unforgiven, he was totally mean. But when he got his, I really felt for Gene. But don't talk to me about Gene Hackman. I'll have a cold shower, I'll have a bottle of pop, I get a dog named Laszlo from a Laszlo shop. But don't talk to me about Gene.
J-C-K-M-A-N-G-H.
that's Miriam Makeba with Pata Pata. This actually is the second version that she recorded. The first version was way back in the 1960s. If you like the music you're hearing, call us 855-915-9636. That's the phone number. Or you can send money to WMFO. Send it to P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Or it's 02153. I know 02155 is Medford. But seriously, folks, if you want to have your music played, send over your music to WMFO, Care of Acoustic Sailing, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. I won't promise you a Bentley, but I'll promise you I'll try to play it as best I can. After one more track, we'll have a rundown, so make sure you stick around for that. I think Ella is on after me. We'll find out real soon, because she's on at 5 o'clock. So this is WMFO Medford. Keep it locked right here. And enjoy the music.
I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields on a July day, about the same chartreuse as that 69 bug you used to drive around San Jose. You never knew where my old white Lincoln might take you. Party on wheels with suicide doors. Bring the kids and the dogs and your grandma too. We always had room for more. Till that white knuckle ride back from Santa Cruz, second best surfer on the Central Coast, had you wrapped up all the way back to Los Gatos, and I could have cut his throat. And it wasn't like we were an item to start with, it had no basis in fact. But the whiskey could push me to sudden extremes. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that. Take my hand, some part of me, keep me from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost out there. We all filtered away with the days getting shorter, seeking our place in the greater scheme. Kids and careers and a vague sense of order, busting apart at the seams. I heard you switched coast, moved in with your sister. I doubt you'd have called it familial bliss. We met up in Brooklyn before it went hipster. You carried your keys in your fist. Then a way back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting. I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields at harvest time looked like tumbleweeds all raked up into rows and brown, rusty contour lines. There's not much moving on the romance radar. Not that I'm craving it all that much, but I still need to feel every once in a while the warmth of a smile and a touch. In a way back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. 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 Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting.
Right there, James McMurtry, and it's time for the rundown. Are you ready, folks? Here are all the songs you heard on today's program. We started off way back, way, way, way back with Ricky Lee Jones with Chuck E's In Love. Then it was Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit with Night Swimming. Yes, that's the R.E.M. song. Simon and Garfunkel gave us Blues Run the Game from Old Friends. We heard two songs from Jezzy. We heard A Good Day and My Town. The Clash was in there with Every Little Bit Hurts. We heard Spencer Davis with Every Little Bit Hurts. Richard Thompson sang the Beatles song It Won't Be Long. Robin Hitchcock doing the end bit of Jewels for Sophia. It was a hidden track. That's basically it's about Gene Hackman and a bunch of other things. Mary McCabe, Pata Pata, and of course, James McMurtry, brand new stuff right there with Canola Fields. So stick around for Ella with her show, Who's on the Ox Cord? This is WMFO Medford.
Glowing, 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 gl